Well, Alexia, I have challenges when it comes to dancing, and now you bring to me aerial dancing. What's that about?
Yeah, it's a whole new challenge to dance. Project In Motion will host its sixth annual Above Borders Aerial Dance Festival, and that's going to be Friday through Sunday at 430 North Compress Road. And the festival will celebrate all things aerial fabric with partnering and fabric technique classes offered for adults and kids throughout the weekend.
So what is aerial dance? I mean, in a nutshell, for somebody that's yet to know what it is, like me, what does it involve?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but from what I've seen, it's basically dancers wrapping themselves in fabric and, like, dancing using the fabric in the air.
In the air?
Yeah.
So just as it sounds, aerial dancing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Above Borders Aerial Dance Festival taking place this week, Project In Motion, the sixth annual. Let's talk about the big event. This started last night and it goes through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's hosted by the Cancer Aid Resource and Education, or CARE.
Yeah, that's going to be at the downtown Plaza de las Cruces. And the event's going to include a wide range of activities, too many to name, really.
It includes a parade.
Yeah, there's a parade. There's going to be vendors, music, a fashion show, a carnival, and a whole lot more.
Now, it's free to enter, but there's going to be some opportunities where people can make donations to help cancer patients and their families.
Yeah, because that's what CARE does, is helps cancer patients. So, of course, they're offering that opportunity for people at the event as well.
It's maze time. Amazing. It's time to get out. It feels like fall already.
Yeah, I'm really excited for fall because it's one of my favorite times of the year. And I love going to the corn mazes as well. And several of them are going to be opening soon. La Union Corn Maze, located at 1101 South Highway 28, opens this Saturday. And this weekend only, they're going to offer half off regular entrance price for military and their immediate family.
What else kind of activities do they have at the Corn Maze? I know that I go to the Mesilla Valley Corn Maze, which opens next weekend.
Yeah, that opens next weekend. At La Union, they have a lot of activities as well. They have pedal carts, a pumpkin patch where you can pick out a pumpkin and you ride a wagon out to get there. And several other things as well. It's all listed on their website.
Okay. So that's La Union Corn Maze, located at 1101 South Highway 28, opening this weekend, and Mesilla Valley Corn Maze opening next weekend. Taste for Your Impulse. This is a new one.
Yeah. Dragonfly is a new restaurant located downtown. It's at 139 North Main Street. And what's kind of unique about it is that it serves locally sourced food, and it highlights the work of local artists as well.
What is locally sourced food? Is that food that's grown here in the Mesilla Valley?
Yeah, it's like a farm-to-table restaurant.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so they get all of their, or as much food as they can, they get it locally from New Mexico.
What kind of food items do they serve?
Right now they have, I think they're planning to expand their menu in the future. Right now they have a few items. They have salad, sandwiches, like the BLT and barbecue chicken Sammy. And they have Ron's Fish Street Tacos and NM Mac and Cheese, which is made with diced New Mexico chili and topped with a three cheese blend. So it sounds pretty good.
You had me at mac and cheese,
yeah.
Especially with green chili. Should be interesting. So that's Dragonfly. It's a new restaurant located at 139 North Main Street. Okay. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Sounds good.